Thank you so much. Johnny, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Johnny, thank you for being here and sharing with us some info. I heard you're really busy last time, the last month. Can you tell us a bit more about it, what you're doing right now? Where is your time frame filled with that one?
Absolutely, yeah. It's fantastic to be here with you here in Belgium. I have been really super busy in the last period. I've been in about six countries in the last last 2 weeks. I've got a very busy schedule. And I essentially do two main things. I have my own brand of education, which is GS Education.
Yes.
And I am really working and taking that globally to take a clear message of my beliefs and values as well as our teams. And I really wanted to use the education as a vehicle to pass the message through to the front line and hairdressers. We've been in so many different countries in the last few weeks, and it's great to be here with you.
Thank you very much. So, in the essence, what is your mission and which value do you matter the most when you do all this work? What is your core mission?
So for me, the core mission is really to have hairdressers revalue themselves and to raise the value of hairdressing in society, not just for hairdressers, but also for the general public and how hairdressing is seen in society. I really believe that hairdressers fulfill a very high social function, and it's my belief and my passion to really instill that into our industry. Because I feel that hairdressers don't often see themselves in the light that they should. And it's how we see ourselves is a reflection of how others see us. And I have various talks and lectures. I have collaborated with brands outside of the industry, like Apple and Nike. And I'm trying to spread the message very clear and far to help hairdressers revalue themselves. I think it's about awakening the worth of someone and really making sure that they understand the power and the value that they have with their work. And I think hairdressing is one of those industries that hasn't been taken as serious as it should have for a very long time. And especially in today's society, and with the way our education system and schools are, our industry is suffering globally. I'm very lucky. I've had the chance to see the pattern for the last 10, 11 years globally, and I see the same thing. And so I've studied it, and now it's time to try to make a change. That's my passion.
Yeah, I'm glad you talked about it. And that's also one of the reasons why I started the Hairdressing Masterminds to reunite the most influential people. And you're right now on that spot. So I think it's really, really important work you do. And I'm wondering one thing, because we are working in Belgium, so we work on a little market, so it's a country with our all cultural behavior, and so is it something you see globally in the world, or is it restricted to some areas in the world, or is it something you recognize everywhere?
It's a really interesting question, and I think wherever I travel, I do see the same pattern. I'm based in from London, so it's one of the biggest metropolitan cities.
I love London.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest metropolis and very cosmopolitan city. And I've noticed that all in America, I've seen it in Australia, and all through Europe. I think that it's not discriminative to geography. I think it's an animal size. You know, in every small town village that I've been to, I always say that there's one chemist, you know, two bars, maybe three corner shops and supermarkets and 78 hairdressers. And there's a reason for that. And I say that all around the world when people connect with it. If you go into a city, you'll see that there is the same ratio of hairdressers within a city, just on a larger scale. And I think that is a global issue. And it's something that I've been passionate about from when I was young. And you know, one of the things that I was really impassioned by was there was a young man around the table, professionals, and there was a doctor and a dentist and an architect, a surveyor, and when he introduced himself, a as a hairdresser, there was silence around the table. And my goal and mission and dream is that the next hairdresser who's 16 right now and sits around that table when they're ready, there is silence no more. We are a very serious profession. And I think we don't save people's lives in a hospital theatre, but we do save their lives in a different way. And I think that we need to understand the power that we have. Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally correct. I agree totally with that view. So I can imagine that on that journey, it's not always so easy. So I have a question, or I'm wondering, has failure in some point, apparent failure, set you up? How has that set you up for later success of your success that you have now?
Oh, I think failure is essential. It's crucial to fail. I think most people are scared of failing. But when I spell fear out in English, it stands for face everything and recover. And I think that it's a really important acronym to be aware of. I've had many failures in my life, and I think the thing that it teaches me, to answer your question, is that when you get knocked down, it's about having the strength to get back up. Regardless of what the scenario is, and for me, knowing that you can get back up gives you the strength to be able to handle the next thing. My grandfather was a boxer. One of my grandfather's was there. Pause there.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So my grandfather, just wait for that to say. That's it. Okay. I have a grandfather who was a boxer, and he always taught me that it's not about winning that you become a champion. He only respected the boxer when he was knocked down and then got back up. When you look in history and boxing, all the greatest champions are the ones that got back up from being knocked down.
Correct. Surely.
I take great inspiration from that.
Yeah. So to go further on that, do you also have some unusual habit or funny thing that you love to do, or sort of something that can give you some more strength, who can help you overcome? Yeah, something like that. It's like a sort of kind of an anchor, something
that gives me strength.
Yeah.
I think it's whenever I'm feeling down. Wherever I'm feeling like I'm vulnerable, or I do that constantly, you know. I always look at the struggle. I took my other grandfather, you know, the generations before us had great struggles during the war. And I look at what they went through. And when I compare my life to theirs, it makes me realize that actually the issues and troubles that I have today don't compare, and that gives me great strength.
That's a nice one.
You know, I always look back. I always think if you know where you're from, it gives you great strength to understand how you're going to go to where you're going. Yeah. And not everybody has that opportunity. I'm very lucky. But yeah, that's one of the things that I draw from.
Okay. So, and one last thing I would like to hear you say something about is what advice would you give to young and driven hairdressers?
I think the advice I would give is very simple, and it's believe in yourself, first of all. The second one is find the very best person that does the very best in what you want to do in hairdressing, because hairdressing is so broad as a genre. And I would advise them to go and assist and work as closely as possible to surround themselves with the best people. But I think I would have a third piece of advice to this new generation. And this new generation of young, driven hairdressers are quite rare. And I find that because of social media, the attention span and aspirations are very different to the generations like myself or yourself or our forefathers. And the one thing I would say is that they generally want things as an instant gratification, which is fine because they can get that. But it would be to really think very carefully about the decisions they make, not about the decisions they make now, but how they will affect them in the future. And I think that's a crucial piece of advice to give a young driven youngster, because they need to think long term. And I would encourage them to really never, ever, ever let anybody tell them that they can't do something. They can. And to always believe in their own conviction. Because if you're going to get it wrong, it's better to get it wrong your own way than someone else's. And if you're going to get it right, it's better that it comes from inside you.
Thank you very much, Gianni, for your time, for your advice, and to sharing this with the world around. Thank you very much.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's great to be here, Ashman. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.